a call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Oh, what a great broadcast this is going to be. Yeah, you know, I just want to take a few seconds out to tell you that one of the most important times of the broadcast to me personally is before the broadcast. I get a chance to spend a couple minutes with Dave, our producer, and he and I chat about lots of different things, and we have to compress whatever we're going to say into 3 minutes, maybe four, and we usually finish up 20 seconds, 30 seconds before the intro starts, and it's a very special time to me, and I want to thank you, Dave, for being with me, for being the producer of this broadcast. You know, it's interesting, class. Dave and I are a team, and we've never met personally. I mean, we meet on the other end of a high-speed digital line. We have never met other than that. And together we broadcast. He knows... He knows without ever having met me my idiosyncrasies, and he knows what I'm going to do, and he knows what I'm going to say, and he knows how to handle the controls and that massive board that's in front of him and all the computers to make this broadcast work. Thank you so much, Dave. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And for those of you who are new to the class, I say this maybe every 10 days or so. There are over 150 of us here at USAPrepares.com. And we're experts in various areas. Some of us are medical doctors. We're all innovators, engineers, dentists, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, researchers, farmers, physicists, inventors. And we're all students rising. We are all students, including me, rising. And some students are becoming instructors. And over the next few weeks, you're going to meet even more of us. And I say this as a compliment to our instructors. None of us is capable of holding down a job. We are all independent thinkers. This is USAPrepares.com. Dave's producing the syndicated worldwide broadcast in Minnesota. Today, we're going to be discussing medicine with Chief Cloudpiler. Yep. And I'll tell you who he is in just a minute. No meetup on Monday. Monday is Memorial Day. Please remember that lives were lost in wars. Old men start wars. Young men and women die. There are other casualties of wars. The families, the soldiers, and the planet. The planet is scarred forever. And as you consider thanking those who served, also remember those men who started the wars. And for what purpose? For personal gain? For bribes? For greed? There's a special place in hell for them. The men who start wars for greed and power. No meetup on Monday, but you do have homework. Many of you will be traveling with your families, and I'm thankful that you're going to be doing that. I really am. Your homework assignment is to turn off the TV. The opiate of the masses. And turn off your cell phone. And discuss your preparedness plans with your parents, your children, your brothers, and your sisters. What will you do? Where will you go? You need to determine that. We can't do that for you. For your own family survival. We're going to be doing that same homework assignment right here on the farm. The same as you will be. Preparing for our survival. With us today is Chief Cloud Piler of the Nemenha. He is the president of the Native American Church of Nemenha and the ad hoc elected principal and medicine chief of the Nemenha. Welcome, Chief Cloud Piler.
I'm honored to be here, Vince.
Chief Cloud Piler, we need to just go through a little bit of terminology. Now, when someone addresses you, do they address you as chief? Do they address you as Cloud Piler, or do they address you as Chief Cloud Piler? What is the correct address?
Well, we have so many different, so many representatives from different tribes involved in the organization that it's up to what is appropriate for them in their own tribe. Usually it's Cloud Piler. Often it's Chief Cloud Piler. And, you know, a lot of people just call me, hey, you. But it really depends on what is appropriate from where you come from.
Well, the reason I ask is I have always called you Chief Cloud Piler. And let me spell that for you, class. CloudPiler. One word, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And Dr. Shealy refers to you as Cloud Piler. I refer to you as Chief Cloud Piler. And I'm just wondering, is Cloud Piler considered a first name, a last name, or both?
Yeah, it's a name.
It's a name. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of shorthand for the and anglicized for part of my Indian name, which is too long to use on a radio show.
Okay. And you know, that was another question I had for you, Chief Cloud Piler. Where do the names come from? So, for example, I don't even know Norm Shealy's name. Has that been released?
It has, but it's a very private thing. He would be the one to let you know.
Oh, I see.
His nickname is Cisse. But that's a very, very shortened version. The names are quite long in the language that I use to do the naming in. Just to explain, it's actually our principal stone carriers of our local chapters that have the responsibility to give a person the Nemenha name. That name is a nickname until that individual actually receives the true name, and they have to do that themselves.
Okay, so this name comes to them in, is it in prayer? Is it in sleep? Is it in a state of mind?
Usually it's from undergoing a vision quest. That's where the true name comes from. I can, in the meantime, as is appropriate in the Sahepkin speaking families or in the Nemenha families, the head of the family, which would be myself, is can appropriately give the child name or what we call the nickname. But it takes a while to be able to accomplish the vision quest and receive one's true name, and that's a personal revelation.
Okay, and so you received Cloud Piler or the longer version as a revelation.
Much longer, yeah. As a revelation, it was the result of a vision quest, and the actual name takes way too long to use. Like I say, on a radio show.
Okay. So why don't we take a couple minutes and discuss exactly. Nemenha. Let me spell it for you, class. Nemenhah. And this is a word that Dr. Norman Shealy has used many times on the morning broadcast right here on GCN and on the afternoon broadcasts on KWTO. And he's talked about Nemenha quite often. So N-E-M-E-N-H-A-H. So, Chief Cloudpiler, what is Nemenha?
Well, in terms of a word or in terms of the organization? What direction?
Well, let's, in terms of the organization.
Okay. The Nemenha is a convocation of healers, and we're intertribal and interdisciplinary. And our mission is to heal the individual, to heal the family, to heal the community, the society, and the planet. So we're pretty far-reaching, but the concept or the concentration is healing, and we're not really a recreational group or a dues-paying club. We're actually a family organization based in Native American, indigenous, traditional customs, traditions, institutions, that sort of thing.
Okay, and when you talk about healers of the individual and the family and society and the planet, did I get all four of them correct?
There's five.
And what was the last one?
Individual, family, community, society, and planet.
Okay. You know, as I look at that, it's very interesting that you use the term healer. We look at it probably in a very similar way at USA Prepares. We look at, we need to be a family, we need to be a community, we need to be a society, we need to take care of the planet, and we need to be individual thinkers. And we all need to do the right thing and not harm each other, and all the while helping each other and teaching each other. And I think it's absolutely fascinating, as I read through some of the documents of Nemenha, we are absolutely in perfect synchronization, and I just wish everybody were. I really do.
Well, you know, culturally, at least in the Western industrialized cultures, we're really not doing that much of what you just described.
We're not.
And so,
you're absolutely right.
When you say we need to, we're all needing to be healers because our culture is bankrupt in most of those areas, if not all of them.
Chief Cloudpiler, Nemenha, I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. For 2 hours, we're going to be talking about Nemenha. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking with Chief Cloudpiler, C-L-O-U-D-P-I-L-E-R. One word, Imenha. Chief, can you tell us, is the Nemenha an Indian tribe? And then I'd like to also talk about, you know, we've used the word Indian. When I was in grammar school or elementary school in the 1950s and 60s, we were taught the word Indian. And then later on, probably in the 70s or 80s, it became Native American. And now I believe it's indigenous. Why don't we start with that? What is the correct term, and why was there this change?
Well, the correct term really depends on, you know, what you're studying, what your use of the language is. Indian still in the law means something, and so does Native American, and so does indigenous. But they mean different things. Well, Indian and Native American have been homogenized. Indian means a person who is an enrolled member of a recognized tribe. The recognized tribes would be state or federal, or they're Native Alaskans. And that's all. And those are corporate entities created by the United States government in order to, you know, to work into the corporate, the American way, the corporate system. These things all have to work in legal parlance and commerce parlance. And, you know, you can't go around saying in those settings that you're talking about a group of people who are legally, really, captive vassals, prisoners of war, and that sort of thing. So the term Indian was borrowed from Columbus, excuse me, but that really, you know, caused a lot of offense among the Native American peoples as their sovereignty was being partially returned. returned to them along about the 50s and 60s, so Native American kind of took over from there. But to be able to say that you're a Native American under the law in the United States, you have to be an enrolled member of one of those recognized corporate tribes. The Menhai is not a tribe. The Menhai is a coalition of Native Americans, mixed blood, and fully indigenous people. And, you know, we even have quite a few people who have no Native American quanta, so to speak, at all. We are an indigenous people. And an indigenous people is governed under international law, not your domestic laws. So that's an entirely different issue. Indigenous people are those who share traditional territory, whether they now live in those territories or not, or whether they own those territories or not. They share indigenous an origin language, customs, traditions, institutions, that sort of thing. But the tribes, whether they be crown tribes, say, for example, in Canada or Australia, in the UK, or the Commonwealth, or the federally recognized tribes in the United States, they are not necessarily, they are considered indigenous, but not under domestic law. They're considered indigenous under international law. So when you're speaking in terms of Native American or Indian, that would be domestic. Indigenous would be international. Don't know if I answered that question very well, but there are significant differences between the legal language.
So to correctly describe the Menhai, would we say indigenous?
We would. The United Nations Secretariat on the Rights of Indigenous People have recognized the Menhai as an indigenous group. And the reason they call us an indigenous group or people is because we have representatives in our organization from many recognized tribes, but we're also very self-determinative. So those, you know, we couldn't really call ourselves a Menhai, or we couldn't call the Menhai a Navajo organization because we have other tribes represented. We have Paiute, and we have, you know, Mandan, and Hidatsa, and Sioux, and Tlingit, and it goes on and on. So how do you choose? How do you pick and choose which tribe you're going to call yourself part of? Since the international law has changed, it makes it very self-determinative. We can actually determine that we are for all tribes and all peoples all over the world at once. And yet,
Chief, hold that thought. We'll be right back. We're going into a commercial break. Chief Cloudpiler, the man.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today, God, you're.
Take my. When you got me, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we're talking about indigenous people. We're talking about Nemenha. Now, Nemenha is not just the Navajo, the Sioux, the Tlingit. It is, it's all of that. And more, and others that are not of Native American blood. It's a convocation of healers. And Chief Cloud Pilot is with us. And Chief, if you're wondering where Dr. Norman Shealy is every Wednesday at 9 and 10 o'clock hours, he's here on Genesis with us. So if you're looking for him for those 2 hours, this is where you'd find him. Now he is a member of Nemenha, and I understand that he is a high priest.
He is what we for lack of a better English term, that's about as close as we come. The word is Tewektimpt, and I don't expect you to be able to pronounce that, but it is it's in a very important position. That means that he is the custodian of an entire society of the global Nemenha community. And so it puts him right up in literally the highest governing council, administrative governing council, both in the ecclesiastical, the church side of the organization, but also in the administrative, secular side. So he's got quite a high position. He just thought he was retiring, but, you know.
You know, he is the hardest working 80-year-old I know.
He wears me out. He just flat wears me out.
And, Chief, why don't we just share with the class for a couple seconds how we met. You and I met at Dr. Norman Shealy's farm, where he had a little gathering of his close friends. And you and I sat across from each other and got a chance to know each other for a little bit. And I'm so glad that we did. I really am.
It was a great pleasure. It was fireworks night, if I remember.
Yeah, it was. And I'll tell you what, Norm Shealy has, at his farm, he has about a 250-something acre farm, absolutely manicured. He has his institute there on his farm. He has a chapel. He has a chapel on his farm. Chief, I believe you have some meetings and ceremonies there. That chapel is as nice as it gets, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's inspiring.
It really is. And class, we are not talking about a post barn. We're talking about a steel sided barn. We're not talking about that.
No.
This is. Man, oh man. When I went in there, you know, of course I took my shoes off, and the hardwood floors, the huge posts and beams, all oak. And, you know, I was thinking, geez, I hope the lint from my socks doesn't show up on these floors. It's magnificent. It really is.
I believe he had some Amish artisans come in and did all of that work, and it is exquisite, just exquisite.
Yeah, it really is. And then, he gave it to a few months ago.
Yeah.
He gave it to Missouri State University. He gave entire farm to Missouri State University. What I'll tell you what, it's something else. And so Dr. Norman Shealy, how long has he been part of NMNHA?
Oh, it's been, gosh, it must be 2.5-3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Probably pushing 3 years.
Okay. You know, it seems like, I don't know why this is, but it seems like we've known each other for years and years. I'm talking maybe even lifetimes. I can't explain that, but it sure seems that way. So let me ask you this. The NMNHA does not have tribal recognition. Is that correct?
Well, not from the federal government. We have those recognitions from the tribes, but not from the government.
Mm-hmm. And is there something that would be incorrect or not advantageous to not have? What is the reason for not having federal government tribal recognition?
Well, the reason is twofold. I kind of touched on it earlier. We have too many members from too many different tribes.
Mm-hmm.
These are enrolled members of recognized tribes.
Mm-hmm.
If we were to, you know, become a tribe, it would be dishonoring their tribes.
That's
reason number one. Reason number two is that we don't feel like, and international law now supports this feeling, we as a people do not feel that we need permission from the government to exist. And that's what corporations do. They really cause organizations to become, in a sense, agents of the state with permission of the state to exist.
Mm-hmm.
And since the domestic law and the international law does not require it, we just don't feel the necessity, and, you know, we're just not inclined to it.
Very interesting that you say that, because I've been hammering away at the Red Cross because I called them, and they sent me a letter, telling me about the Oklahoma tornado and how important it was to help and help and help. And I'm a Red Cross registered, certified, detected, inspected, and accepted volunteer, but yet they would not allow me to go to Oklahoma to volunteer to help. They would not allow what they call spontaneous volunteers. And I went on the radio, and for 2 days I've been saying, you don't need permission from the Red Cross or anybody else to go help somebody, and don't wait. Don't wait, and just if you feel in your heart that you need to do it, do it. And I believe that's kind of what you're saying here. We don't need permission to exist. I mean, come on. And I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you. We don't need permission to do some things, and including help other people. So,
exactly. Exactly. But you know, Vince, under international law up until very recently, the opposite was true. We lived in what was known as a positivist doctrine. The positivist doctrine found its way into all domestic doctrine, all domestic law, and that meant that to do anything, you needed permission to do it. But that has changed internationally. The international law has now almost completely moved towards a determinist view, which gives individuals and groups the right and the authority to say who they are without permission. And that sounds pretty weird, you know, talking from the inside of the United States where we're supposed to have liberties. But, you know, the United States was the last country, the last member state over a 25-year period to ratify a doctrine in international law that speaks of the rights of indigenous people.
Well, I met Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle at an airport, and you and I discussed this, and he's been on this broadcast. And one of the very first things I said to him, after I introduced myself to him, and we're sitting at an airport, he was waiting for his plane, and I was waiting for my plane. It happened to be the same plane. And I apologized to him, and he looked at me and like, what's this all about? And I said, well, I'm really sorry for everything that we've done. I'm sorry for the theft of the land. I'm sorry for the paving of the land. I'm sorry for the pollution of the land. And I'm sorry for everything that the Westerners have done to those who were here first. And he and I became friends, and I'd like to offer that same apology on behalf of all of us. Because we have poisoned the land. We have damaged the land. Even here on my farm, which which I paid for, which was stolen from those who were here first, we enriched, through my labors, we paid for it, but it was stolen land. And I found things on our property that just bother me. I find barbed wire just... It's been here for 40, 50 years, you know, rusting, and I keep pulling it out of the ground because it was just left there by carelessness, and it bothers me. It bothers me what we've done, and that's nothing compared to the toxic pollutants of that we have placed all over America. So I want to apologize on behalf of all of us that are involved in doing that. It was wrong. It was absolutely wrong. Chief Cloudpiler, when was the NMNHA formed?
The organization was formed late in 2001, mm-hmm. Early 2002. I had been blessed with the opportunity to go and speak to a group of women in Utah about health. I'm a naturopathic doctor myself. I was, and still am, rather hip deep in natural medicine. And, you know, I had been through a tough ordeal legally, and I had an opportunity to talk about that and talk about some of the comments that the judges in the cases made. And it touched the heartstrings of a group of women, and many of those women were Native Americans in the group. And they decided to come together and have a mother's council and form an intertribal agency or organization for healers. And that's when it happened. That first meeting of the mothers was an amazing thing because they all thought of me as their as their father, so to speak, in healing. And I wasn't allowed to take part in the meeting. I was locked out. It was a mother's meeting. And in that meeting, they elected me to head up this organization. It was a great honor. But I thought it was a master stroke for those women, because they created and ratified a constitution that has now been used as examples, as templates for other indigenous peoples that are forming up around the world. And that speaks to the kind of mindfulness that they had going into that meeting. So we've been around since late 2001, early 2002, and stood the test of time, and it's been quite an honor to be part of the organization.
It's an honor to be with you on the broadcast classroom. Chief Cloud Piler, I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We're going to continue for the next hour and...
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Chief Cloudpiler's with us, the Nemenha. And Chief, is it the Nemenha or is it Nemenha?
Well, we're dealing with English. In the language, Nemenha would be all-inclusive, but, you know, in English, you've got to have an article there.
So, okay.
Most of us refer to Nemenha as the Nemenha. The Nemenha is the organization. When we say Nemenha without the, we're talking about the people themselves. For example, I am Nemenha. I'm not the Nemenha, but I am Nemenha. Does that make sense?
Sure. So it'd be like you are Crow, if you were part of the Crow tribe.
Right, but the people is the Crow tribe. It's not Crow tribe.
Okay, so it's the Crow tribe, but you would be Crow.
Yeah, kinda. I guess it's English. The problem is always English, right?
Yeah. It is. So what is the Nemenha mission?
Well, the mission is fivefold, and it has to do with healing. It began with predominantly people who were involved with healing people through natural medicine. But the mission goes further than that. The mission has to do with the individual, individual people, animals, trees, what have you. But then it bumps up to the family, and we deal in healing family values. We deal in healing community values, society values, and then the healing of the planet. So this is a big mission. We're certainly not addressing all of those areas quite yet. We are, after all, kind of a young organization. We're only 11 or 12 years old. But, you know, our mission is to have an impact on rethinking and remaking culture in all of those areas. And, you know, that's what we're working hard to do.
Let me ask you this. Yesterday, after the morning broadcast was over at 11 o'clock Central Time, I hopped on the four-wheeler, and I was out there with our son is on the farm. He's off for the summer, and he and one of his he's got a roommate here from the college, and they're working on some fencing. And, you know, we were agonizing over having to take some trees out to redo fencing that was maybe 50 years old, rusted, rotting, brittle, breaking, that would not help, would not contain our cows.
Sure.
And so, you know, we agonized over having to take out some of these small saplings, if you will. I mean, they weren't, you know, 150-year-old oaks. They were small saplings that just appeared in the fence line and were tangled in the fence. Now, how does the Nemenha feel about cutting trees in that purpose? I mean, not the wanton killing of trees, but for a purpose.
Oh, and fixing the fence, for example,
yes.
Maintaining
yes.
A fence rope,
mm-hmm.
Cut the
yeah.
tree.
Okay.
You know, you're maintaining a piece of property. The underwriting rule, I think, for me as a, and I refer to myself as a tree hugger, I come from a desert area, and so any tree to me is precious. But nevertheless, on my place, I have to bring down trees, and it breaks my heart. But still, the idea, though, is, and the guiding principle is, in your use of the land, whether it's trees or soil or what have you, water, always return more to the system than you take. And if you can do that, then you are blessing the system overall. But our culture and our society doesn't think that way. Our culture and society is exploit the land, get the resources out of it, and then move on.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I'll tell you what, Chief Cloud Pilot, we have Mike from Minnesota. Well, Mike, hang on. We'll take your call right after the top of the hour news and break. Mike is a collector of books, and I think he'd like to share some thoughts with us. Chief Cloud Pilot, Vin Finelli, USAPreparers.com. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news and breaks.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618, BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.